Basically, I was interrupted by a phone call because I'm doing this on my cell phone. As I promised, also, we're going to do this by small segments. That way, people not only apprehend what we're saying here and also get a chance to listen to them and take notes if y'all find it interesting. Or, truthfully, I know we teaching the truth because we're saying it and we're going to prove it throughout the Bible. Like we were talking about the John 3:16, when Jesus was talking with Nicodemus about Nicodemus should have known what Jesus was talking about, because I said it was prophesied in the Old Testament. But oftentimes people don't quite get certain things, but Jesus was right. Now, I was in that verse 5. When Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit," which I pretty much explain enough so people can understand, it takes those two steps to be born again, not one. So now you're going to get more understanding when I start teaching about the Holy Spirit, because people believe the Holy Spirit is just something that's automatically come upon people. No, when you start teaching about the Holy Spirit, you get a good sense on how people receive the baptizing of the Holy Ghost. Now, we're not talking about that right now. I don't want to go too much into that subject. But, we have the Holy Spirit. We have the baptizing of the Holy Spirit. We have the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. It's all in the Bible. Now, like I said, we're not teaching about the baptizing of the Holy Spirit right now. We're talking about reasons for the new birth. And I said the reason is that because the incapacity of man to apprehend the spiritual realities, to understand God, to obey God, to please God, and even to enter into the kingdom of God. That's why the new birth is absolutely indispensable. Because the Adamic nature in us would not let us apprehend anything of God, anything that is spiritual. That's why we need to be born again, so we can apprehend the spiritual realities, understand God, obey God, please God, and make our way into the kingdom of God. Now, John 3, verse 6 right now, to complete what we were reading here. Verse 5, let me finish this and say, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Verse 6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." You see that this is the natural birth. That's when you're born of your mother and your father. You see, it says that which is born of the flesh is flesh. This is one birth. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, you have to be born of the Spirit. That's what the Bible teaches us. And then Nicodemus would not understand what Jesus was saying. He marveled. The Bible said Jesus told him, "Marvel not." It's like he said, "Huh? What?" He didn't understand. He couldn't apprehend what Jesus was saying. Well, after Jesus told him, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit," he said, "Huh?" He marveled. And Jesus answered, "He marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again." In other words, you were born of the flesh, now you need to be born of the spirit. Like I said, and I'm going to keep saying, you cannot just say you born again and then think you born again. It's just like when you go to the water baptizing, it has to be seen. People can see you pretty much get baptized in water. And when we get into water baptizing teaching, we will bring some deep understanding on how the true water baptizing takes place. but not now. Let's read another verse here, because we're telling you the reason why you must be born again. And like I said, the new birth is absolutely indispensable, because the incapacity of man to apprehend the spiritual realities, to understand God, to obey God, to please God, and to make their way. And let's read another verse here besides John 3, verse 3 through 6. Let's read Psalm 51, and to prove you the reason why we need to be born again. Because the way we were born did not please God. So we need a new birth, that way we can at least can please God. Psalm 51, we're going to read verse 5, the reason. In the French Bible, it's a different verse, but in the English Bible, it's verse 5, where David was praying to God. This is what David says. This is one of the reasons we need to be born again. For what David is mentioning in verse 5, behold, I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. For that reason, we need to be born again. That's why I said there are 5 reasons for the new birth. This is the first reason right here. We need to be born again because we were shaping in iniquity, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. So that's very important. So that's what I'm talking about here. That's the reason why we need to be born again. Let's go to another verse, which is even more important. All of them are important, but it's, when I say important, it's deeper in knowledge. The next verse we're going to read in Jeremiah chapter 17. And I'm going to tell you the verse right now, because when I'm teaching it in French, it's pretty much different on the verses. But when it's in English, it's sometimes another verse. Now, this is the reason I say we need to be born again. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Here's what it says. The heart is deceitful above all things. The heart is deceitful above all things. Now, the question now, which is what heart the Bible is talking about here. Like, you're going to find me doing this often. Sometimes I will explain certain things. I'm not going to just read and fly. I'm going to slow down and explain things that I know that have not been thought out there. Heart in the Bible, it's not the heart in our chest. A lot of people read heart in the Bible. They think it's the heart. When they say touch your heart, they touch the chest. Heart in the Bible, it's not that. Heart in the Bible is our brain, our understanding. That's what it is, our intelligence. It's not the heart. The heart in our chest does only pumping blood in our system. That's all it does. That's why people have heart transplant. They can take a heart from somebody and put it in somebody else. Heart in the Bible cannot be the heart that is transferable. That can be putting from somebody else to somebody else. There are people who have artificial hearts that use battery. You see, the Bible would not talk about a heart. That's what I'm saying. Hour of Truth will teach you things that you never heard. And you're going to hear them right here. And you're welcome to ask me questions on my emails. Like I said here, the reason we need to be born again is because the heart is deceitful. Verse 9 in the book of Jeremiah chapter 17. The heart is deceitful above all things. Above all things. And desperately, desperately wicked. Now, what God's going to do with somebody with a wicked mind? Like I said, heart in the Bible is a mind. It's a brain. That's where we think. And I have other verses that I can read to you that prove you the heart in the Bible is not the heart in our chest. Since we're in heart right now, to make you understand it, I'm going to read other verses to prove you that the heart in the Bible is not the heart that pumping blood in our chest. Okay? So the heart in the Bible is a mind. It's where we think. It's where we decide to do or not to do. While we're here, like it says, the heart is deceitful above all things, and the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can find out what is in our heart? Not another human being, only God. But let me read two other verses, not more than two, to prove you the heart in the Bible, it's not the heart that is in our chest. First, let's go to the book of Matthew. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. Again, let me take my time to tell you what verse. I know it's in verse 19 in my French Bible. It could well be the same in the English Bible. Exactly the same verse 19. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. This is what Jesus said in his teaching. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. No, that's not the verse right here I'm looking for. That's what I'm saying, you see? Verse 21. I'm sorry, that's what we need. Verse 21. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. This is what Jesus said. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You see, if I have money in the stock market, which I don't, but I wish I do, he says, For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. That's what I'm talking about. When the Bible talks about heart, it doesn't talk about the heart on my chest, because I cannot take my heart and my chest to put it on any treasure. But if I have money in the bank, if I have a business, if I have money in the stock market, my mind is going to be on that money. That's what the Bible talks about. It says heart. Okay, not the heart in your chest. Every time you read heart in the Bible, it's not the heart in your chest. It's your mind, your brain, what you think. Let me read another verse because I promised I was going to read two. There are more than two, but I'm not going to read too many because we are not in that subject. We're going to go to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Verse 23. Okay, to prove you that heart in the Bible, it's not the heart in your chest. It's your mind. This is what the Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence. And you have to watch it. Watch what's coming in and what's coming out. With all diligence. For out of it, your heart, are the issues of life. When you do good, comes out of your heart, your mind. When you do bad, come out of your mind, which is your heart. Heart in the Bible, like I said, it's like, that's what I'm saying, teaching the Word of God. It's not just scriptures. You have to have the understanding of the Word of God. You have to understand what the Bible is talking about. Now, that simple word, heart, has all those meanings. And I have tons of verses I could have read to you right now to prove you, beside those two verses I just read, Matthew 6:21 and Proverbs 4:23. That's clear enough for you to see that heart in the Bible is not the one in your chest, but it's your mind, what you think, what come out of it. Okay, so that's why it says now in that's what it says in Jeremiah, what we were reading here, it's wicked. Since it's wicked, God will not accept it that way. You know, we have to change. We have to be born again. Amen. We have to be born again. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. Let me read again. It says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Which is wicked? The heart. A mind is wicked. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let me read another one for you here, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. I'm going to try to help you as much. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. He says, well, this is what he says, that the reason we need to be born again. But the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God. What did I say? I say, if we're not born again, we cannot apprehend the spiritual realities. We cannot understand God. We cannot obey Him, please Him, unless we're born again. And that born again, like I say, it's not saying it. It takes two steps to be born again. You have to be born of water and of the Spirit. John 3, 5. Now, this is what it says here, very clear. 1 Corinthians 2, chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, which is the Adamic nature, which is before we're born again. We cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That's what I'm talking about. If we do not born again, if we're not born again, there is no way we can apprehend the reality, the spiritual realities, to understand God, to obey him, to please him. We will not, because the Adamic nature is against the divine nature. The Adamic nature is against the divine nature. We have to be born again in another to understand when God speaks, to obey him, to please him, to apprehend the spiritual realities, and to understand God. I got a few more verses, but we're going to stop right there for today. For that first reason, for the new birth. And we're going to start with the second reason for the new birth in another episode. I hope you can learn, and not only learn, share, because it's very important. God bless you. And email me at obmjcht. obmjcht@gmail.com. That's my nonprofit organization email address. And I have another address there, which is EGLISEAE. That stands for Eglise Assembly Evangelique. EGLISEAE@gmail.com. God bless you.